there. Hello there. Hello there.
What a story, Mark. How's everyone doing? Good fucking morning, man. It is 7:09 in the AM. What an early riser I am. Welcome to the fucking show, ladies and gentlemen. It's fucking Mark in the morning. My nose is all fucked up from snorting tranquilizer. But I don't do it in the morning. Okay, and we're back. Oh man, I gotta fucking go so fucking far to work. Croydon is fucking far, and then from Croydon, I gotta go on a bus to a fucking the deep ass fucking suburbs. And I'm already late. If I left now, I'd be late. But I haven't left now, and I won't leave for another 20 minutes. So what can you do? I'm a fucking I'm edgy. I don't give a shit. You can't touch me, motherfuckers. I'm a fucking dog. Mark, you'll end up fired. Nah, the boss ain't gonna be there for a little bit. I will be there pretty much on time. I'll stay late, whatever. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fucking shit, you hear me? So what's going on? What is going on? It's Friday, guys. Are you guys fucking... do you guys feel about Friday the way I feel about Friday? Even if I don't work, I still feel like let's get leery. Let's get fucking loose as a goose and hold a knife to some children. Oh, it's good to be here in the mornings, just waking up with you guys, you know. What else would I want to do besides wake up and give you guys the fucking morning news? What's breaking? What is fucking breaking? North Korea deepens ties with Russia. Two fags. And China's presence raises serious questions. How spelling errors sent UK secrets to the Kremlin alley. All those countries are absolutely fantastic. Or dogs, depending on the outcome of the next 10 years. That's what you get in my radio station. You get like really sober and honest opinions. Because isn't it, right now, I think they're fucking scabby dogs that should be whipped. Do you ever whip a dog? Do you ever whip a dog with a towel? With a wet towel? That's what we should do to those Chineses. And North Koreans are Chineses, kinda. And Russians. But. And this is a big but. If some sort of apocalypse does happen and this recording has survived, and I am also still alive, and the West has fallen and world powers have shifted, then I actually was just joking, and it's America, England, Western society are fucking dogs in the street that should be beaten, and hail Kim Jong-un and Putin and the Chinese guy, Yakshimash. So, you know what I mean? I like to cover all angles, is what I'm saying. So, is Western society going to collapse, ladies and gentlemen? That is a good question at 7 a.m. Mark, what do you think is going to happen with the current world order? Well, that's a great question. Thank you for asking. Now, what I think is going to happen in the next 10 years is that I'm either going to have a revelation soon, very soon. I'm waiting for a revelation from God, Jesus, or another life form of consciousness that's above us. I think I am probably the mouthpiece of eternity, really, of the entity. I'm just waiting for my cue. Then I will be activated like a sleeper cell. Now, Mac, how would we know you'll be activated? Oh, I'll decapitate someone in a public square, or I might just appear naked on a public transport. I might join Just Stop Oil and then just as they're getting hit, I will take my penis out. There will be a sign. All right, we're in what I call morning radio free flow. Matt, can you just back up a second and tell us what exactly you're saying? I have no idea. I don't know. I let the Lord do the talking. I am just a mouthpiece. Whoa. Send this to my fucking therapist. Anyway, what else you got for me, news? Headlines? What else you got for me? I can make you straight in 3 months. The doctor's floating India's ban on conversion therapy. So India's becoming non-gay. We and India are decided to be gay instead of not being gay. I don't think that's a very good Indian accent. And if you're going to be racist, I think you should have a convincing accent. So I retract that last little skit there. Will you be editing it out, Mac? No, I don't edit because it's hard. Editing is hard. I'm like, oh, who's this fucking cunt? Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm peering out my window across the street and I see some old bastard. Some old fucking floggy noggy. He's peeping out his window and he's looking right at me. But guess who didn't break fucking glare? I haven't even blinked. I'm looking into his old fucking eyes. Hey, you rich cunt. You don't think I'm mad enough to go over there and flog you with a wet towel like you're a dog in the street? That's what I thought. He just lurked back behind his curtain, back into the darkness. As to you couldn't handle the fucking power of the chosen one. Couldn't fucking handle it, guys. That's a word of warning to all my fucking neighbours. If you even make eye contact with me while I'm fucking broadcasting, I'll fucking make you slither back into the dark recesses of your little cubby holes. I'm a fucking dog. I'm the only dog. Anyway, so conversion therapy, is it a bad thing? Yes, it must be a bad thing. I myself, let me tell you something. I was definitely gay when I was younger. Definitely, because I had long hair and an older man told me. So, I was, but this is going to be a very controversial thing to say. I actually conversion therapied myself. I was worried about being gay as a kid the whole time. And then Grand Theft Auto Vice City came out. And that was my, I guess, escape from my gay emotions. And then I realized one day, while playing Grand Theft Auto Vice City, after school, I played after school every day for hours on end. And I realized one day when I was in a spree of murdering prostitutes, beating him with a baseball bat, that my penis was getting hard. And I realized at that moment that I have discovered conversion therapy. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everyone. Whoa, give it up for me. Mark, scientist, philosopher, threatener of neighbors, give me a wet towel. Let's beat a fucking dog in the street. All right, guys. Shorter show than usual, but that's down to me. I spent too long in the Johnsons taking a big shit, and now I've got to go to work. This has been Morning Radio with Mark. Thanks for joining me. Just please stick with me, because things are going to get very interesting soon. I can feel my sanity tittering on a knife edge, ladies and gentlemen, on the edge of a 13-inch serrated blade. So stick with me for more entertaining times. So, I think I love you. Let's all die together. Cheers, brothers and sisters.